Lord, I'm glad I can hear Jesus in this place. When we were singing that song, I thought about what the other lady said. When he was in the hospital a while back, when Jesus laid down beside him on the bed, even he knew his presence was there. You know, God is not only in this place. He's in every place. Hallelujah. He's with us in the good times. He's with us in the bad times. He's with us in the daytime. He's with us in the nighttime. He's even with us when we're going through struggles and trials. Good to see you, Brother Love Lady. See you back this morning. Amen. And it's especially good to be with the Lord. Amen. Thank God that we not only know his name, hallelujah, but we know him as our Lord, and we know him as our Savior. If you have your Bibles, would you go with us quickly, redeeming the time, to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3. And I pray to the Lord, and I'm going to try to preach this message in about 15, 20 minutes. And so that means we're going to need to ask the Lord for help today. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his fertility, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. And then in Galatians 1 and verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. I'm going to preach to you today the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You may be seated today. We believe and we know the scripture declares that there is only one God. There is only one Lord, and his name is Jesus. We believe in the gospel message that can change a life and that can make it new. In spite of the gospel of easy believism, you cannot inherit eternal life and yet continue to live in rebellion against God. This new gospel of easy believism and I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior equates to profession without possession. It equates to lip service without true love. The promise of eternal life without surrender to divine authority feeds the myth of eternal security without inward change and regeneration. Jesus said, except a man be born again of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This new gospel is not really new. But it is an old distortion of the things, amen, that the Lord established long ago. There is but one message that will save the sinner from sin, and that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. Jesus Christ is the only hope for this world. Not another Jesus, but the same Jesus that the apostles preached. A Jesus of power. A Jesus, amen, that can make whole that was broken. Amen. This Jesus that we preach to you today is the same Jesus that the apostle Peter proclaimed to be both Lord and Christ. And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I believe that the Spirit, amen, is complete in an unbroken pattern of apostolic ministry. And wherever Jesus was preached, lives were changed and the Holy Ghost was poured out. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost is still for those that would believe and obey the gospel. Amen. The Bible says that He gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey Him. Amen. There's nothing complicated about Jesus. We must simply proclaim Jesus Christ. Amen. And He will do the rest. Hallelujah. Why should we assume that people who live in an unbroken pattern of adultery and fornication and insubordination to spiritual authority and every conceivable form of sin and lawlessness are truly born again? How can they be really changed if they still continue in the pattern of the old man? How can they claim deliverance when they are still in the bondage of the things of this world? The gospel that they proclaimed on Pentecost was a liberating gospel. Amen. It was a gospel that radicalized them and changed them forever. Amen. They were never the same. Why? Because Jesus Christ is able to save to the uttermost. Amen. He's able to take that that is black with sin and make it white as snow. Amen. It's not about reformation. It's about transformation. Amen. This is the only gospel. Amen. That will save a soul from sin. This new gospel of easy believism makes obedience to the Lord optional. Amen. It makes a person's one-time conversion experience more valid than their ongoing testimony and lifestyle. Amen. The Bible says you shall know them by their fruit. Amen. If they don't bear the fruit of the Spirit, amen, then they are not a born-again child of God. The gospel that Jesus proclaimed, amen, was a call to surrender. He said, if any man will follow me, let him take up his cross and come after me. It wasn't an easy path. It was a difficult path. It was a tribulous path. Amen. The Bible says straight is the way. Amen. It is the way that you cannot surrender lives. Amen. To God, that He cannot save it. The only gospel that Jesus ever proclaimed was a call to discipleship, of submissive obedience. His message was a message that liberated men from the bondage of the sin nature. It was not neutral. Amen. It was a positive gospel. It confronted and condemned sin. It stopped, amen, the hypocrisy in its tracks. There can never be any justification, amen, for sin. No justification without sanctification. Oh, I thank God that I've been justified. Amen. That my sins are under the blood. Amen. I've been washed. I've been sanctified. Amen. By the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of His Spirit. hallelujah, that thank God, amen, that he makes a man or woman out of us, amen, that's free from the bondage of the world. Amen. The Bible says that he that would serve the Lord, amen, must not be judgmental, but that he should first remove the beam out of his eye so that he can remove the mote out of his brother's eye. Amen. The gospel that Jesus proclaimed was one of self-examination. Amen. We need to look in the mirror of the Word of God and examine ourselves to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Hallelujah. This gospel purges. This gospel, amen, removes, amen, the infirmities and the sicknesses and the diseases of sin that would ravage the soul of man. Oh, I thank God that we are healed, amen, because of his blood. Amen, for by his stripes we are healed. And that word for healing is not limited to the physical realm, but it goes deeper than that. Amen, he is able to heal the brokenhearted and able to set the captive free. Why? Because this gospel is the only gospel, amen, that has power to change a man and a woman into a new creature. Amen. This gospel, amen, will enable us, amen, our calling and our election sure. Amen. We need to learn to surrender our lives to God on a daily basis. Salvation is not confined and it's not limited to an experience or some past event, but salvation is an ongoing process of the Spirit. The Bible says as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. We're sons of God today, not because of something in our past, but something in our present. Amen. He lives in me. He abides in me. His word is in my heart. His word is in my heart and my mind. It revolves all around me. In him we live and we move and we have our being. Amen. I'm saved today. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is working a work in my life. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people today, amen, that would make Jesus Christ their Savior without making Jesus Christ their Lord. Amen. I want you to know there are not two Jesuses. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he said, that Jesus that you took and crucified, he said, I proclaim that he is both Lord and Christ. Two offices in one person. Amen. The same God, amen, that was your Savior, amen, is also the Lord from glory, the God that spake the worlds into existence. He's not secondary to anyone or anything. He said, I have all power in heaven and in earth. He is both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. He's not just the Christ. I believe Jesus is the Christ. I believe he's the anointed of God. Amen. Made of a woman. Hallelujah. He is flesh, just like your flesh. He was of the seed of Abraham. But it was more than that. He was more than just the anointed of God. The Bible says he is both Lord and Christ. He is God and Savior. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. We cannot just embrace him as our Savior, but reject him as our God. Amen. A lot of people, amen, want to know him as a Savior. But you cannot worship a half Christ. Amen. Unless you want to be a half Christian. Amen. There's a lot of people, amen, that'll go halfway. Amen. But God is looking for somebody that will go all the way.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except by me. You can't believe a half gospel without having a half Christ. You can't have a half experience, amen, without being half, amen, enslaved to the things of the world. Either be delivered, be free, or allow God to do in your life. You say, praise the Lord. Amen. Two offices, but one person. Hallelujah. He's not just our Savior, but He's our Lord. Amen. The only salvation that was ever proclaimed by Jesus was one that exalted Him and accepted His Lordship. If Jesus Christ is not the Lord of your life, if He is not the one in control, man who is driving your ship, if you're not led by the Spirit, then what are you led by? If you allow the lust of your flesh, amen, to dictate the direction of your life, if you allow the love of pleasure, amen, to dictate to you your schedule, amen, then you're not being led by the Spirit. But if you're led by God, amen, you're going to go where God, amen, would have you to go. You're going to do what God would have you to do and say what God would have you to say, because you're not your own. You're bought with a price. You've got to be willing to sell out, amen, and go all the way. Amen. It's all the way or nothing. If Jesus Christ, amen, and I'm closing, amen, I've already preached 15 minutes, and that's long enough. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, then He's not Lord at all. I said, if Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. Amen, because He's either Lord, amen, or He's not Lord. He's either, amen, the one in charge, amen, or He's not in charge. Hallelujah. You're either delivered all the way, amen, or you're still in bondage. You're either in the church or you're out of the church. Amen. You can't be halfway in or out. Amen. You're either born of God or you're not born of God. Except a man be born again of water and spirit. It's not just enough to be water baptized. Amen. You can be baptized in water in Jesus' name. Amen. Until, amen, there's no more water in the pond. Amen. And the water won't save you alone. Amen. Do you believe in water baptism? Hallelujah. It takes more than the water. If you're just spirit baptized, but you're not buried in the precious name of Jesus, amen, then you have not, amen, been born of water and spirit. Hallelujah. To be half born, amen, is to be unborn. Amen. To have a half commitment is not going to be enough to make heaven. Amen. We've got to be sold out. Amen. We've got to surrender everything. He said, amen, he that loses life, saves his life, will lose it. You can't hold back. You've got to give it all to Jesus. Amen. The gospel of Jesus is one of surrender. It's one of death. It's one of repentance. It's one of dying to the flesh and being buried, amen, in the precious name of Jesus, that you might rise to walk in the newness of life. Amen. It's not sewing a new cloth on an old garment. Amen. You've got to make it new. It's not putting new wine into an old bottle. Amen. You've got to make the bottle new, or else the wine will be lost. Amen. There's a lot of people that experience the Holy Ghost, amen, that have not kept what they got, because They didn't change. Amen. When the Holy Ghost came into their life. Amen. God gives us the Holy Ghost to change us and make us new. Amen. You got to make the bottle new. Amen. Or else the wine of the Holy Ghost will be lost. Amen. It will spill out upon the ground. Amen. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Amen. Not just to receive a blessing, but let us be a blessing. Not just acknowledge, amen, that you're Christ, but to acknowledge that you're Lord, you're sovereign. Oh, to give it all to Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you stand this morning? I wonder if there's anyone today, amen, would simply say, I want to surrender my life. I want to commit my heart. I want to trust in that name that's above every name. I want my sins remitted, amen, according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to be completely, totally set free from the bondage of this world. I'm tired of being a slave. I'm tired, amen, of being led about, amen, by every sleight of man, every cunning craftiness. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to follow after the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost is in this place this morning. Amen. God is already working. God's Lord. Would you come and claim your victory today? Would you come and claim your miracle today? Would you come and claim Jesus Christ and let Him do a work in your heart? He's both Lord and Christ. Amen. He's able. He's able today. Hallelujah. Let's gather with these that are already here. Let's gather in His presence. And let's seek the mind and the purpose and the will of God today. God is here. Hallelujah. God is working right now. And let's lift our hands and worship the Lord as we come to the Lord. He's not far from any of us. If happily we'll seek after Him, we can touch Him today. We can leave here renewed and refreshed today because we're in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.